live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Have you heard of the Library of Things? Well, it's coming to Cambridge soon, hopefully. And I'm really pleased that Alice Heyer and Lucy Gonzalez are here with me today. And they are going to tell us a little bit more about it. Hi, you two.
Hello.
Hello.
First, could you explain what the Library of Things is?
Yes. So a Library of Things is an actual physical place where you can go to borrow items that you might only use every now and then. So a book library, you know, you borrow books from. A Library of Things will have equipment such as tools or camping gear, things for entertaining. If you really want a popcorn maker or a waffle maker, people borrow sewing machines. So things that you might only want to use occasionally, or you might want to just try out, just use once. It stops you having to go and buy that individual item. So you just borrow that item for a short period of time and then you return it.
So these have been set up, haven't they, around the country and I think in other countries. And you're looking at trying to set it up in Cambridge. How are you going to go about that?
Yeah, so that is an interesting question. We are going about it by, well, first we did a lot of research on other libraries of things in other parts of, as you said, the country, and also in Europe. They are very popular in places like Germany and the Netherlands. And so we were just trying to find out how they work, and then we were about to go off and try it ourselves, very DIY. But then we ran into the Library of Things in London, and they have a very neat setup that we thought would suit Cambridge as well. So we contacted them to see if they could help us a little bit with that. And what we found was a lot of support and a lot of interest. And so we are kind of following their model. So the idea is that we are going to find a location that is still to be decided. And once we have found a location, we will start doing some fundraising, both from funding and local authorities, and hopefully a little bit of crowdfunding. And ideally, we are aiming to open it in April, I would say spring 2022, depending on how the fundraising goes. But the idea is that we are not just making it up as we go, but instead we are following the footsteps of the London Library of Things that was set up about 7 years ago, and they have four locations. It was set up by three really incredible women that met when they were in university and then started their working life, and very soon decided that that was not their calling, and they just kind of chucked everything and put all their effort and all their time into the Library of Things. And one of them, actually, Bex, who has been our main point of contact, she went to Cambridge. So she knows the city very well.
So for the Library of Things, you said that in London they've got it neatly set up. Are things all in one location, or are they in different locations? Do people go to wherever the object is that you need to borrow, or will you need a central storage area?
Yeah, so the way that it works is really interesting. It's very similar to Amazon lockers. The idea is that this is a wall of lockers, and each locker contains one of the items. And this is all in the same location, so it doesn't matter if you are borrowing a popcorn maker or a camping tent or a leaf blower, they will all be in the same location. And you reserve them through an online system, very much like when you are buying at Argos, for example, and you get a reservation number. And when you come to the library, you input it in a touchpad, and then that automatically opens the right door for the item that you are borrowing. You take the item home, you use it, or maybe not home, maybe you're taking it somewhere else, but you take it, you use it, and when you're done with it, you bring it back, put it back in the locker using the same code, and close the door, and that's it. There is a central location, and all the items are stored in the lockers, ready for them to be used by the next person.
It just sounds perfect. I can just think of people who like to borrow a lawnmower, for instance, or like a pasta maker, or something that you really don't use very often. You know, you do have to buy them, don't you? And it's quite a big outlay, and for something that you may use very little. Now, is there a cost to kind of join in the Library of Things?
So each item does have a small fee attached to it. So it does cost a small amount of money. But the idea is it's so much cheaper just to rent something just for one day or a couple of days than it would be just to go and buy that whole item. And there's also the environmental impact, reducing the number of products that are actually produced and sold and distributed, and all the packaging and the transport and everything that goes along with that. It's so much better for consumers, because you say it's a much more economical option. It's obviously much better for the planet. And it's also much better in terms of storage. As you say, you know, you've got a garage, we've got cupboards full of things that are just hardly used. It just seems so wasteful. You know, we've just got things kind of piling up. We've just been doing some DIY ourselves. And it's just like, where, you know, where's everything going to go? So I think for people living in town, living in flats, smaller accommodation, just everyone's just bursting at the seams. Or if people are just coming to an area for a short period of time, Cambridge has quite a transient population. People just come to work or study for a short period. And actually, if they can just borrow something, then actually that's so much better for them rather than having to go and just buy that new thing. And I was also thinking, actually, another advantage of borrowing rather than buying is, I don't know about you and your listeners, but whenever we want to buy anything, we always spend hours researching it and deciding, you know, what's the best item? Is this going to be good? And then having this dilemma of, oh, should I spend this much money, or what does other people think? But actually, these items, they are really good quality items. There's a thing technician who comes along at least once a week to check that everything's working. So you know that whatever it is you've borrowed will actually be of good quality, it will work, and then you can just return it. And then if it's not working, somebody else is going to have a look at it. That isn't something you have to worry about.
I just think it just sounds absolutely perfect. And I think, like you say, a city like Cambridge is just crying out for something like this. Environmentally conscious, and people that are maybe here for short times or haven't got the space, all of these things, it ticks all those boxes. So if we'd like to get involved with this, how do we go about that?
Yeah, so right now we are looking for shows of support. We want to make sure that we can show a funder or the council or anyone else that could be a source of funding. We want to be able to show them that people in Cambridge really want to have the library of things. And then eventually we also will be doing a little bit of crowdfunding. So the most important thing right now is shows of support. And the best way to do that is to go to a website that we have set up for this specific purpose with the help of the London Library of Things. And the address is a little bit long, so I'm going to say it slowly, but don't worry if you don't catch it, because you can always just email us or ping us on social media and we'll just send you the link. But here it goes. The website that you need to go to is libraryofthings.co.uk/heatmap/Cambridge.
Okay, that's not too tricky actually, is it? And if people go there, they're registering their sort of show of interest in using it. They don't have to show that they are able to do anything or provide anything.
Not at all, not at all. And it's not a commitment to, for example, it's not a pledge for crowdfunding. It's not a commitment to volunteer, nothing. It's just saying, you know what, this is a good idea and somebody should make it happen. We are at the last check, we were at 350 supporters. We are looking for as many as possible, but we already got to the first initial milestone that we wanted to meet, which is 250 supporters. So we have already surpassed that. And, you know, the more the merrier. You can also email us, and the email is libraryofthingscmb@gmail.com. And you can find us on social media, Cambridge Library of Things on Facebook and Instagram. And we are also on Twitter, and the handle there is @ThinksCambridge. Any and all of those, please just get in touch and let us know what you think. Let us know what you would like to borrow. Let us know what locations you think would be a good place to have the library. We are looking for the first one to be in a very central location so that people from everywhere, from all parts of Cambridge, can come and make use of the library. But in our plan for world domination, the idea is that these libraries of things will just pop up in many different parts of Cambridge. And we basically think that every neighborhood should have one, that you should be able to just walk over and get whatever it is that you need.
No, I think that's true.
And not worry too much.
I can already thinking of lots of areas of pockets that would just be brilliant, just different wards of Cambridge and, you know, beyond, you know, just going outside. But like you say, start with one and then world domination after that would be brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah, we had somebody say on the web, on the heat map page this morning, somebody signed up from a place called Red Lodge, which I didn't even know existed. But then she basically said, this is a very tiny village, it's well connected to Cambridge, but there is not a lot here. And it would be brilliant to have a local one. So I already made a little note, like, okay, first Cambridge, then Red Lodge, and then the world.
I think that's going to be the slogan. That sounds brilliant. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just I think the main message is, if people listening today want there to be a library of things in Cambridge, then go along to the website that Lucy's already said and just sign up and say, yes, please, we want there to be a library of things in Cambridge. And if you think it's a great idea, tell your friends, share with your communities. So we're chatting on the radio now, but we're also able to come and talk at your events. If you've got things coming up in the next couple of months, then if you get in touch with us, then we can come along. We're going to be at Trumpington Food Hub. We're also going to be talking at the COP Festival on the 23rd of October. We're also going to be in the Central Library on the 30th of October, and then at Chesterton Methodist Church on the 8th of November. So hopefully you'll see us at an event. And if you can think of something where it would be great to have us along, then please get in touch. We'd love to come and talk to you about the Library of Things.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. You've definitely got my vote. I am really excited for this. I think it's great that you two have also taken the reins and you decided to run with it. So thank you very much, Alice and Lucy. And I look forward to seeing a Library of Things coming to us very soon.
Cambridge 105 Radio.